Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Happy Monday. I won't back down. That's for you, Schuylkill County. Here we are in Northumberland County. We went yellow on Friday. Does anybody notice any difference? I see more traffic on the road now, and I don't see enough people wearing masks. So that's pretty much where we're at. Speaking of backing down and some counties defying the governor now, God bless America. We could tell the president he's not in charge when we feel like it, like in times of pandemic. Hey, sorry, Mr. President, you're not in charge. The governor is. And then when the governor says something we don't like, well, we're not listening to him. He's only a governor. What is going on? Shops started reopening. Some shops decided to close, probably after watching our behavior. Mother's Day weekend, maybe that played into it. Maybe that's why there was more traffic on the road. Maybe that's why there were more people in the supermarkets and some of the stores that were open. It was almost like everybody was reloading for another pandemic or something. I got creeped out in a Walmart. I was at the Walmart in Lewisburg for about 5 minutes on Saturday morning. I was like, you know what? Forget it. This is just too weird. Okay, maybe people were spending their stimulus checks. I saw a mom buying a bunch of bicycles for all of her kids, and they were excited. They were jumping up and down. A lot of people buying Mother's Day presents, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't in there for that, but I left immediately. I was like, I'm out of here. This place is too creepy. Even though there were signs on the door that says you must have a mask on, there were people without masks on. There were people not following the rules. You know, where to follow the arrows, what tape to stay behind, all that. I was like, sorry, I'm out of here. Took a road trip yesterday to visit my mama. A quick shout out to Scott's Floral in Danville for setting me up pretty nice. Picked up the flowers Sunday morning, paid for them, drove them to Wilkes-Barre. Rang my mom's doorbell. She was very surprised. The woman hasn't come out of the house in 9 weeks. She's 83 years old. She's definitely in a high-risk category. So she was very happy to get the flowers. And it made me think as I was driving home, it is the simple things. When we come out of this, I hope we can remember that. But I already saw behavior over the weekend of people that just wanted to jump back in the game. Jump in the pool. Jump in the deep end. Let's go. And then this story from Schuylkill County that they decided they're not going to listen to the governor. Hey, go ahead. Take your time making this yellow. We're going to open anyway. All right. I just fear that jumping in over our heads will be exactly that. Way too dangerous. Can we just slow the roll a little bit? Just take it easy, please. Keep wearing your mask. Keep social distancing. And maybe in a few weeks, we'll be able to say, hey, I think it's over. Don't say it is over because it's just over in your head. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The area's only morning show from two zip codes, a radio station and at home. And late night show hosts were at home as well.
Dunkin' Donuts has started offering DIY donut kits that come with a variety of frosting and sprinkles. It's perfect if you want to give your kids a 30-second activity and yourself an hour of cleaning.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next to check on sports and AccuWeather for your Monday morning. You know, we're talking about this crazy behavior as we went yellow on Friday, and the weekend seemed to explode. It was like, guys, slow your roll, right? You're getting a little crazy. We're still supposed to social distance, wear your masks, and that kind of stuff. Well, evidently, that's what I was talking about locally. That is reverberating across the nation. Over the weekend, an ice cream shop in Massachusetts finally got to reopen Friday under the new, of course, social distancing guidelines, but they closed at the end of the day and they said they wouldn't reopen. The shop owner was very disappointed with the customer's behavior.
One of my best workers quit yesterday. The word she was called and the language, you wouldn't even say in a men's locker room. And to say it to a 17-year-old kid, they should be ashamed of themselves. Mm. Now I open the doors to a whole new world. with gloves and masks and we'd running around like chickens. But people don't, they're like, where's my ice cream? I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream. They have no clue how to respect other human beings.
Again, let us all slow the roll. 94KX, can't find a better man. Open your eyes, my dear. Open your eyes. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's coming up in just a bit from her kitchen table. It is Monday, right? It was Mother's Day yesterday. Yeah, it is Monday. See, we don't know what day it is because of this whole pandemic. It's week 7 of Tom and Laura from two different locations. That's why we've hired Seelens Grove Speedway guy here at the radio station. He doesn't have anything to do anyway because the Speedway's not open. So he reminds us every day what day it is.
It's Monday, Monday, Monday.
Yes.
What does that even mean? You're not back to school. No. You're still spending most of your day in pajamas or sweats. Well, the only reason you know it's Monday because yesterday was Mother's Day.
I said
it's
that.
Monday.
Thank you, sir. 94KX with good intention. The Biebs, Tom and Laura in the morning, the only local morning radio show, comes to you from two zip codes every morning until further notice. Morgan here in the studio in Sunbury and Laura at home in Elysburg. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right. The weekend went okay for you? Did you get to see your mom in person or was it one of them video things?
Nope. Saw her in person.
Good.
Luckily, it was beautiful outside yesterday, so did a drive-by for both the mom and the mom-in-law.
There
it was a
go.
Lovely day yesterday.
Good, good, good. A lot of people were out in the road doing just that, and the weather did cooperate. Like you said, a lot of people shopping.
I did not go shopping.
I tried and I quit after about 5 minutes. I was talking about it earlier this morning. 5 minutes maximum in the Walmart in Lewisburg. I said, this is too crazy. I'm getting out of here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Out.
I mean, you still have to wait in line to go in.
Not there. You didn't. It was kind of creepy.
Oh. At Cole Township, you still have to.
Well, I think you were supposed to there as well. And you're supposed to wear a mask, too. But I saw a lot of people that weren't doing that. So it just creeped me out. And I left. I was like, sorry, I'm out of here. A lot of people out there on the road. It was Mother's Day. Maybe that's why you were on the road, or maybe this yellow thing made you green. I don't know. We talked about it. Please stay yellow. All right. Meanwhile, Laura, a 19-year-old kid over the weekend in Albuquerque going to the ATM machine to get some money out so he could buy his mom a Mother's Day present, found a bag with $135,000 in it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What did that youngster think of? And this is great. He thought of his mom. What would his mom do?
Just thinking about it, it was probably like a prank or I just didn't know what to think, to be honest.
Man, we all know that temptation. Even just to take a little, just one of those bundles off the top.
In the back of my head, I was just thinking about my parents, especially my mom. What would she would do if I came home with the money? What she would do with her chancla to hit me? It could have helped us out a lot, but I was just thinking about the people's money that were infected by the COVID-19 and just trying to give it back to the community.
There's a good kid. Now the customer before him, obviously, made a deposit of $135,000, then forgot to put the money in.
Oh, my gosh.
So that customer was very happy with that 19-year-old's decision. Good kid. Congratulations, Mom. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, the only local live morning show from two zip codes here in Sunbury and out in Elysburg. News guy Matt, formerly of the morning show. Now you can hear him in the afternoon here on 94KX. No, he didn't.
Because he's swearing on the radio.
No, don't say
what?
That.
Oh, my gosh.
Start a rumor. It's a rumor. Hi, I'm President Trump.
Yeah. This guy, Matt, came up with an idea on Friday night to do a morning show reunion Zoom. And it was amazing.
Mm.
It was so fun. We got to see baby Luke.
Yeah. From the house of Trillo, from the house of good. And from wherever I'm living, we did a Zoom, and it was so cool. Yeah, we got to see little Luke, who is big.
Yeah, well, yeah, what is he? 3 months.
January, yeah.
4 months, something like that.
New Year's baby?
TikTok. He is a New Year's baby. That is correct.
Yeah. Kids still need some hair, though, when you're teasing Matt.
Oh, poor Matt. He's vulnerable there.
It was neat
to
see.
He is vulnerable, but guess what? Baby Luke, it doesn't matter. He's cute no matter what. That's the joy of being a baby.
Laura reminded us that she did not have hair till she was 4 years old.
That's true.
Yes.
That's funny.
So that was a good Zoom. But Zoom overall, I'm tired of it. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I could take it or leave it. You really can't conduct a normal conference. It's hard to interrupt people on Zoom, which I like to do.
Zoom is annoying. And I have a Zoom meeting this morning that's most annoying. And so I'm online, and comedian Caitlin Riley did a parody Zoom on Diane. Diane would be that employee you have working with you that always wants to be perfect.
That's a really good point, Diane. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Thank you. And also, Diane, I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate your time and guidance during this time. You've been an amazing group leader. Yeah, and to piggyback off of what Matt said, if you guys are struggling working from home, you're not being creative enough, there's a lot to do right now for the company. I've been very, very busy giving myself projects. So you just need to be thinking about the company and be creative and have a positive mindset, and you'll find something to do during this time at home.
Shut up,
Diane. I've noticed that Jeff is not here. He has not checked into the meeting.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to bring that up. I actually made a PowerPoint on that exact topic. I emailed everyone the PowerPoint. If you guys want to check your emails, we should be always checking our emails. You can look at the PowerPoint so you don't have to ask questions during this time. Thanks, Diane.
You should see Mark Lawrence's face.
My God, this is my life.
That is a little much.
No, that is Mark's life.
This is Kevin. He's constantly sending us these links. Hey, follow this. Hey, you might have some new listeners. Here's a welcoming strategy for your new listeners. Or
I'm sending you a PowerPoint.
If you had some folks that maybe used to listen to WKOK and they're not listening quite as much, but now they're back, here's a welcome back package for them. And follow this link.
What?
Yes, exactly. Stop. This is my life.
We're going yellow. Some people are rushing the green. But can we get rid of the Zoom meetings, please, and go back to humans talking to humans face-to-face?
Guess what you could also do? Good old-fashioned conference call on the telephone. Oh. No video required.
That way you can't tell if I've gotten up and left the room.
There it is.
94KX, Tom and Laura from two different locations, studio and home, late night TV from home.
Everything's going bankrupt. The Gold's Gym went bankrupt this week. Hertz is going to go bankrupt. J. Crew, of course, that's understandable. When half the country is desperate and unemployed, you don't want to walk around looking like a yuppie.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Happy Monday. It is Monday, right? The only way we know it's Monday. The only way we know, Laura, is because it was Mother's Day yesterday. Let's admit it. We never know what day it is.
I'm doing my best to keep track with, like, hashtags on my kitchen wall.
Okay.
You know how you make those little, like, tracking marks? It's
there
like
you
day,
go.
Whatever. There you go.
There you go. We use Sealands Grove Speedway race guy here in the morning. At 6 o'clock, he screams you out of bed every day. It's Monday! Monday, Monday! The guy has nothing to do. I mean, the speedway's closed, so what the heck? We bring him in here, and he yells. Today, he said, it's Monday, but you know it is because yesterday was Mother's Day. Okay.
And Mother's Day always occurs on a Sunday, so good job.
There it is. No reason not.
What is it? Deductive reasoning right there.
Yeah. Hey, no musical birthdays today, but Biter's birthday buddy's on the way. I can't believe nobody in the music world
really?
Is celebrating a birthday. Wow. Oh, well, I will tell you this much. You can win with Biter's Birthday Buddies a gift card on Friday. Details on the way. But first, the local celebrities that we call
Biter's
Birthday Buddies. You betcha. Happy birthday to Amanda Bednarf. She's from Shamokin. She's 26 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Betsy Kramer, 49 today.
Sherry Narr, or Kanar. Some people actually pronounce the K. either way, Sherry, happy birthday. She's 41.
A very happy birthday to Donna Manival, 60 today.
Drew Swigert from Lewisburg is 37.
Katie Meyer from Turbertville is 28.
Happy birthday to Lindsay Herman. She's 33.
Melissa Minnick from Pine Grove is 46.
Happy birthday, Mike Kerstetter, 59 years old today.
Pammy Rice from Sunbury turns 41.
I like that, Pammy.
So do I.
don't think I've ever heard anyone named Pam called Pammy. That's kind of cool. Anyway, who's next on the list? Sandra Clark from Sealands Grove. She's 34 today.
Stephen Kerwin from Catawissa turns 53.
Tanya Combs from Sunbury's 32 today.
Let's see.
We got nobody on the text club either.
Facebook.
What is going on? No musical birthdays? Nobody on the text club?
It's a slow Monday. It's a little rainy. That's okay.
I guess. I guess that's what's going on. But you can still win from Biters. All you have to do is join our text club, right, Laura?
That's correct. You can sign up at WQKX.com. And how you're in it to win it with Biter's Birthday Buddies, message your birthday to 49330. Every Friday, we choose someone to win $100. And you can go shopping where they have the bargains, which is at Biter's.
You got to believe it. Each and every weekday morning at this time, it's Biter's
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. Week 7 of this kind of behavior. You better have the nicest looking house ever by the time we're done with this.
I know. Although this is not a productivity contest.
I'm just throwing it out there. Your house looks marvelous, and you're moving on to another room now. So just go ahead.
One room looks marvelous. One.
Oh, your kitchen looks marvelous, too. What are you talking about? You made some changes there. I see the video.
Oh, the kitchen was like, that was like pre-coronavirus.
I don't know. Okay.
It was. It was. The husband did that like before.
Then you did the patio. Then you did the office. Now you're doing a guest room.
The patio was first. Wow. And then the office project.
Man.
Listen, we're just not going to talk about the pile of laundry in the basement and the dishes from last night in the kitchen sink.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Let's just take the show one break at a time. You know what I mean? We like to do the good news, though, besides Laura's house. The heartwarming story over the weekend, we reported this story months ago that there was a pregnant woman in the hospital in New Jersey, and she had the coronavirus, and her baby was 2 months out. 2 months later, they decided to do a surgery, to bring the baby, but had to put mom in an induced coma. You remember that story, right?
Yes, I do.
Over the weekend, just in time for Mother's Day, Mama, Donna Molina, met her baby. And that story in itself, you know, in this pandemic is crazy, but for it to happen on Mother's Day, wonderful.
I'm so excited. Lisa, look at her.
I was in an induced coma for 11 days. I was intubated and on a ventilator. They did an emergency C-section, and that's the last thing I remember, because then after that, I was out. Her little feet, her little hands.
Aww.
Just so amazing how someone so small can pull through and survive. The hospital was amazing. They worked on me. They didn't give up. They took care of me in the ICU. And here we are together, the best Mother's Day ever.
Oh, isn't that a great story?
That's amazing.
That is. Is, like she said, amazing several times, and you said it. It is just a heartwarming story. Now, on the lighter side, a guy in Detroit wants his favorite restaurant open. I mean, he just can't wait. So the restaurant opens, and nobody shows up because they don't know it's open. So the customer buys a billboard.
The only thing he gets every time he comes in, he gets his doner kebab with fries and a nice cold pop, and he's on his way. He just wanted to do something very nice for us. He's seen how hard we were working and, you know, how well we do with customers and all of our employees, and he just kind of, you know, was really nice.
We had some rough days. We had to make hard decisions.
A lot of customers come in and tell us we've seen the billboard, and it's been really nice and really good.
All right, so that's a cute story, but I got thinking, Laura, if anybody out there wants to put a billboard up for their favorite hometown restaurant, why don't you call me instead, and we'll do some radio commercials. That would be fun.
That would be super fun.
Laura,
I like it.
Laura will even help me out, won't you, Laura?
Of course I would.
There you go, and then we have commercials on the radio for hometown restaurants.
Fantastic.
And we have the customers actually do the commercials. Hi, this is Bob. I like to eat at the Edison in Sudbury. That would be so great. Hi, this is Larry. Come to the El Rancho. Have a sandwich. Have a burger. Tell them Tom and Laura sent you.
Yeah, because, man, their pepper slaw is good.
There it is.
I miss it.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. check on sports and AccuWeather. Late Night Soundbites of Saturday Night Live coming up next hour. Speaking of SNL, you're a big fan, right, Laura? I mean, you watch it all the time.
Yes, the husband and I watched it. They are in a teeny tiny bit of hot water.
And I really don't know why, but this is my opinion. Saturday Night Live has always been known to cross the line, push the threshold, if you will.
Of course.
So why all of a sudden, you know, is it like a big deal when they do something that, oh, that wasn't funny? Social media lighting up Saturday night when Saturday Night Live did a fake public service announcement for letting your children drink alcohol during the quarantine.
They used to give kids whiskey to help them fall asleep.
That's history.
So a teeny tiny white claw is just a babysitter on the cheek.
What?
Let kids in France drink wine. A bottle or two a day.
Mm. We asked child services and they said it was okay.
Now that might be the problem, child services saying it's okay, because they would never do that.
No, but, and I think child services is kind of like, hey, now, absolutely not.
Yeah, so Saturday Night Live again, pushing the threshold of humor during what all the other commercials are saying, this most difficult time.
Yes.
All right, so we love SNL.
And we do.
We hope they get through this. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You don't want to lose us. You know, no matter how we do this show, you want to be with us because you never know what's coming up next. But we also like to help you in ways in which you may not realize. When we say the word stimulus, economic stimulus, you know, we hope that people are spending their money. And they actually are, but some of it is hoarding. Okay. I don't know.
Hoarding and then also dropping some big bucks on stuff that you never thought about buying before.
Ah, impulse buying is up. And as we cope with this pandemic, kind of interesting. In the month of January, the average person spent maybe $155 a month on impulse buying. In April, that jumped to $183. So I'm thinking that's good news.
I mean, one, it could be that stimulus check that folks received, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can finally buy that kayak that I always wanted to buy. And what better way to social distance than put yourself in the middle of a lake?
You're picking on me because I told you I wanted a kayak.
That's... I want a kayak too. I'm right there with you.
Okay. But yeah, there is that. Like the survey found that 21% of people bought themselves a treat, whether it be a kayak or a video game console or a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, but the other things that people are doing, though, are stocking up on stuff that's hard to get or that they want to grab while it's on sale or what's perceived as a sale.
Right. So they're grabbing the cleaning supplies and the hand sanitizer and the toilet paper and soap and canned food and all that stuff. But the big question for you, Laura, is where is your money? Are you buying the necessities or are you buying the kayak and the shoes?
What do you think I'm buying, Tom?
Well,
I bought paint. I want paint and shelving.
And cement for the patio.
And sand, not cement. We actually reduce, reuse, recycle, right? So the block and the brick that was there was removed, and then it was put right back in.
There it is. So what are you spending your money on, Central PA? It is looking good either way.
Lover.
94KX with Late Night TV. SNL.
Well, Jordan's former teammates Craig Hodges is criticizing Jordan, saying that he broke the player's code by revealing in the new documentary, The Last Dance, that he saw teammates having a cocaine party. Hodges said he'd like an apology from Jordan as well as just $20 or $10 or $5.
Panda Express employees around the country are reporting an increase in racism directed at them due to the coronavirus. But it's way worse for employees over at Bad on a Stick.
94KX Dynamite, Tom and Laura in the morning on National Eat What You Want Day. Who makes up these holidays?
I don't know. I'm actually curious who keeps the calendar.
Yeah, somebody got to change them. You know what I want? I want to eat in public with friends. That's what I want.
That would be lovely.
Although I don't think that's the idea behind this holiday during this pandemic. I just want to sit down in a restaurant, a bar restaurant, and eat. I want to have lunch with my Laura. I want to go to my favorite local spot, the El Rancho, and have a sirloin burger with Laura.
Right? That sounds amazing.
I want to go to the really nickel does. Plate. I love the nickel plate. Thanks to you,
I mean,
I love the nickel
plate. There's takeout at the nickel plate.
I know, there's takeouts everywhere, but I want to go there and I want to sit there. And waste
sit at the
time.
Bar at our corner.
Yeah, that.
Be like, what's up, Stacy? How you doing?
There you go. I want to go to the Edison, hang out with Chef Brian. You know, okay, come on out. You know, I want to do stuff like that. Unfortunately, Eat What You Want Day might be a little bit more difficult this year.
All right, well, actually, here, I have this thing.
Okay, what's up?
We're going to play a game,
and
I.
Oh, boy.
And it's called Yes or BS.
Okay.
For National Eat What You Want Day. So it's like weird food facts. You know how I love, like, random facts.
I think you love any kind of random fact, yes. Okay.
I do. Fun facts.
All
random
right.
facts.
All right, let's see what you got. Quiz
All right, so
me.
You just have to call yes or BS.
Okay.
Number one, the word pizza has been around for over 1,000 years.
Well, pizza's been around for a long time. I say yes.
Oh, good job. First documented use was in the year 997.
Really?
Seriously.
That's an old pizza right there.
Okay, number two. The average American eats more than 500 eggs a year. Yes or BS?
Right. I never eat just one. I always eat two, sometimes more. But I've been trying to curtail it to two. So I say yes, 500 eggs a year.
Ooh, sorry, Tom. BS.
What?
The average number is just about half of that, about 279 eggs a year.
Somebody's not eating any at all then. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is fascinating.
Oh, boy.
Yes or BS?
Here we go.
If you remove enough oxygen from peanut butter, put it under intense pressure, you can actually make diamonds.
So many jokes there about putting a piece of coal in your...
Not coal.
In your
peanut
dairy.
Butter.
So I'm thinking if you remove oxygen from just about everything, it'll probably... I don't know. I have no idea.
Yes or BS?
Peanut butter? I say BS.
It's yes.
What?
Peanut butter actually contains enough carbon to create a diamond inside a lab under the appropriate circumstances.
Oh, don't tell those chintzy jewelry stores because introducing the peanut butter diamond.
Actually, I could see that happening.
Just in time for Easter and Valentine's Day.
Okay, I have two more.
All
two
right,
more,
what do you
okay?
got? What do you got?
All right. In the early 1800s, ketchup was used as medicine. Yes or BS?
I believe that, yes, because there's vinegar in there, and yeah, sure.
Yep, absolutely. A doctor in Ohio actually sold ketchup pills, claiming that it could cure everything from diarrhea to indigestion.
All right, next time I get the runs, I'll suck on some Heinz. Okay. Okay,
all right,
one
last
more.
One.
Yes.
The average ear of corn has 16 rows of kernels.
All right. Once,
yes or BS?
Somebody hit me with a trivia question once saying, like, corn always has even numbers of rows. Now, I never knew that. So, if you're saying 16, sure, I say yes.
Good job.
Yeah.
Almost all corn cobs have even numbers of rows, not odds. And it's because of how each row splits and then doubles. It's how the corn grows, basically.
There you go. So, on National Eat What You Want Day, grab some corn, some ketchup, some peanut butter. have an egg
or
two.
That sounds like a weird picnic.
And order a pizza. There you have it.
Pizza, I'll take.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I got a prediction for you, Laura.
Oh, okay. What do you predict?
The Philadelphia Phillies will win the World Series tonight.
I see what you're doing.
See, I'm not exactly being a spoiler because these are old classic Phillies games, right?
So they will win the World Series this evening.
There you go. Our sister station, Eagle 107, finally, after all these years, gets the rights to air the Philadelphia Phillies. They finally switched it over from news radio over to Eagle 107. What happens? A pandemic. So there's no baseball. So they did come up with an idea that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they would play classic Phillies games. And tonight, the wrap-up of the 2008 World Series versus Tampa Bay, the Rays. If you don't remember it, it was Game 5, and the Phillies win it all tonight. Isn't that cool?
I like it. And it's a way for baseball fans because this is now sort of like the thick of baseball season.
Yeah.
Almost middle of May. It's a way to get your fix.
Not that we're almost 50 games in or anything. No.
Is that really where you would be?
Yeah. I'm kind of sad.
Oh, I don't want to bring the mood down. So watch the Phillies win tonight.
Oh, yeah. Listen to Eagle 107.
Oh, Tom.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
94 KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans on the way next on a Monday. We always close the show with a thought for the day, something hopefully inspirational for you. What you got today, Laura?
Okay, so I actually have one from the OG of positive thoughts and enlightenment, the Dalai Lama.
Okay, we're going Dalai Lama on a Monday. That's kind of heavy.
Right?
Okay.
No, this is a good one.
All right.
He said, there are only 2 days in the year that nothing can be done. One is called yesterday, and the other is called tomorrow. So today is the right day to love, believe, do, mostly live, and eat whatever you want.
Eat whatever you want. Yeah, National Eat Whatever You Want Day.
I added that last part.
I could tell. There was kind of a stump in there. You know, like, I was like, wait, there are only 2 days in your life?
Yep. In the year, not in your life, but in the year that you can do nothing, that nothing can be done. One is yesterday and the other is tomorrow. So today is the day to just go for it.
Never mentioned personal time off at Dalai Lama.
I mean, do you need some personal time off?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay, that can be arranged.
Have a good day, everybody. Enjoy.
Bye, guys.